My name is Rosendo Salvado. I'm sent here on a holy mission. And where is here, you may ask? Oh, the other side of the known world. That's where. It is 1846, and this is a tiny British colony, hanging on to the edge of Western Australia for dear life. I named the mission New Norosia. The natives think we are ghosts, because we are white. I have been dead now since 1900.
Long time ago.
So, yes, I am a ghost.
Nija Nala Bujakula Bujawelapin. This is the old dreaming place. Nija Buja Niriankala. This is the ancestors' place. Kaya Nungalawani Nija Dawil. This is what we've always done. Yes, like this. Buddha Yeri Wangi. Nija Ngala Yeri. We must prepare for the singing. This is how we do it. Nyan Ngala Yedin. What have we come to sing? Nala Buja Yeri Wangin. Dawil Nijamugin. Sing up country as we've always done. Balab Jinga. Balab Jinga Yeri Wangin. They are ghosts and sing the song of ghosts.
You know, being a ghost does have certain advantages. Can explain how it was, how hard we worked, how we tried for the best of motives. We educated, we civilized, we saved the souls, and much of the time we saved them from the English settlers, I can tell you. The natives were considered even lower down the ladder than the 9,000 convicts imported to clear the land.
Where your country?
We gave the Aboriginal peoples a chance, I would say. A chance to arrive in the modern world and enjoy, by the grace of God, its benefits. But I can also see what it has become. At its height, we had 400 local native Yuat and 80 monks. Now, they're just 8 monks, soon to become ghosts. And the Aboriginal community exists no more.
Nalimi Yara, Wayan Warovala, Marlo Balgo. Nalimi Yella Warinia. Nunduai Mama Mayagala. That's mean we he is sitting down whether you're going to sing a song.
You're going to sing a song.
Mayagala Nyinda Parna, Nalaming Parna, Wadini, sing a song about our country soon.
Karanjana Parwa Nyinya Yagumanda Yiri. Oh, I can got a long time.
Check the other word, sort of.
Yeah.
Going on left us.
A native song of warfare is liable to drive the natives frenetic and to provoke a fight. Conversely, they get so touched by their own mournful singing as to be moved to tears. All along the line, one hears a medley of voices raised in song, for the natives sing at any time at all. I arrange one of their dancing songs. Nice, huh?
Courage. Ngala yeri balap karichin. Listen, we hear the song of their country. Balap pujabut. Balap kinjil. Nyon balap. They are lonely without their country. Kenin balap kamban benan balap wotku. We will dance with them tomorrow. They should go back. Kaya yei balap yeri wangin Buddha balap wotkul. They should sing and go back. Balai, Nija Buja Winach. They better be careful. This is a sacred place. Karich, Yeri Midiang Wangin. Listen to the song of the ghosts. Jinang Bal Bunawari, Buna Winach. Look at his long stick, a holy stick, a magic stick. Jinang Nijiba, Midian Gumbal, Baal Gumbarjil, Nijibal Yeni Buriya, Baal Kuobalij. Look, the great spirit man, he leads. He's the best singer. Kaya, Buddha, Najabala Nyamarabara. I will bring him to the waterhole. Baal Buddha Bijida Yeni. He can sit down on the earth with us. Mila Baal Kalakoli. Then he must go home.
In the great bushfire of 1847, we brought out a picture of our Blessed Lady, which had the place of honor on our altar, and took it to the corner of the field nearest to flames. Throughout the greatness of God, an unexpected portent occurred. Scarcely had the picture been placed facing the flames than the wind suddenly changed direction, and with this, the danger ended. A large number of natives witnessed the event. They were most impressed. It was a miracle.
Father, up in the sky, sit down. Your name, very good one.
I learned some of their mysteries too.
Today, you give food.
Singular and odd, though this account may seem. I tell it to you in order to record the beliefs of the Yuat regarding the existence of the immortal soul and its transmigration into other bodies. When a native has expired, the soul stays in the trees, singing like a bird, until someone receives it. If they know that a soul is going from tree to tree, one or more natives approach it in single file, bent down, striking two small sticks against each other and making a continuous sound with their lips. The soul often stays in the trees, but it may come down into the mouth of the first native, goes through his behind, and so on down the chain, remaining with the last in the line.
Wangama juva mingali mi wama yungo ulbalo juva wangali mi na kuanda wanga wili ena kulka dala ulbala waga del ngali mi lenye nego juva nga wama yungo nini white man stop and just give the kids a feed.
We would. I know.
Jiga.
They sing well. It is a good sound. Bala boya bulya maral barani. They turn magic stones between their fingers. Bala maran kulanga yami. They are giving the children food. Bala kulanga wangi. They are calling to the children. Midian kumba ni chengini. Bal kulinga chinangin. They have a big ancestor. He looks to the children. Bal guobangani. They live well. Winji yakanini. Kalinga. Forever?
I start a string orchestra with a few violins. Are you crazy, the English say. These are savages. But the governor's wife soon changes her tune when she hears the lilting rhythms. In 1869, the Spanish queen sent us a Stradivarius viola. She is also impressed. Well, that's how the story ended up. The natives spend much time mimicking our behavior. They have prodigious memories. They can copy anything we sing them, including Gregorian chant and polyphonic masses. In 1882, I returned briefly to España. I commissioned my nephew, to buy and send a complete set of brass instruments to the mission. I return 7 months after the instruments have arrived to find the natives as fluent on the brass as they are on the strings, only louder. Oh. Nice, eh? Listen to my sharer's polka. Side drum, one kettle drum, and one bloody triangle.
Jenga is staring at us from the tree. What in it, yeah, you at Kuoma. The hunting is no more good one. Chikita Winji. Bal you at Wangen. Bal you at Twanga. Where is the songbird? Where is the song giver? Nicha Wellabin. It is a new dreaming. Chinam, naman nani nicha mokin. We eat like this. Karis, nala yeri wangin nicha mokin. We sing like this. Nala kokan jeri chinangin. Kokan jeri bola bola. We look to the sheep like this. Many sheep. China, Nala Yeri Balapwangi. Look how we are able to sing their songs. Balap Yeri Kwaba, Yeri Yuat Nala. These are good songs, but they're not our songs. Yeri Wangin, Buddha Balap Karajan. It is in the singing that they will understand. Yeri Bujaram. The sound of the country. Yeri Niria. The sound of the ancestors.
Uzala Nyemuruna. Nyer like Nalami Majimi. Balo Maraguyan Guaguri. This white fella sitting down here with us, he should go home to where he come from. Nangalimi. Yeah, and they're not me, Balana. What are we going to do to this plug? Cuba, why my own going to be Balana? To Maranga, you know, holding it.
Billy Agoro, my right-hand Hewitt man, told me once things were so bad that one man took his dawak, his fire stick, and hit his sister over the head and knocked her down, half dead. Then they put her still alive over a big fire and tore her from limb to limb, even before she was properly roasted. Don't romanticize about the tribal life of the Inuit. Do not.
Kuda ngal minyi nang ngal gaji nang malo purna dana. Warinya ulbelu na yung gua. And now the white man giving us, we don't know what. Tudung go jibu baja, that means dog kill the sheep. Tudung go malo baja, kill the kangaroo. What in young Alvi mama, maya gan, meji langana la, I don't know. Who are gonna sing with? Jibu alami karan the going.
Yeah.
Alami manning, manning yam, do all that. We think we smart sitting in the house.
But the humor. Oh, I miss the laughter. In the early days of the mission, the natives often misled me about the correct name of things. For example, the first time I asked the name for water, one of them mischievously told me Koma, which I came to understand later meant sheet. Listen, I play the piano. The English give me money. Money with which I fund the mission of New Norcia. Is my fantasia y variaciones. Nice, eh?
For the sake of the song, they will listen and then go back. Bala Karachin. The spirit man is standing on the hill. Balnidia. Balkariaga. He is listening to our song, but does he hear it correctly? Balyinala Karishinana. Yuat. Baltwalabut. I am singing to give him the right song. Ni Karij. Nachayiri Kuabawangi. Look, I am sitting on the earth. I am of the earth. Jina. Nan bijira nini. Nija bijira. Nan. It is time to sing. Yay. Yeri wangi.
Bye.
By the time I turn into a ghost, by the grace of God, this is a success and quite an Australian phenomenon. Later, the musical life starts to decline. The monks who've come after me do not enjoy the natural melismas of the Aboriginal voice. They tolerate no deviation. The Yuat are forbidden to speak their Nyungar language. Ah, I should have seen it coming. So, where are we now? The Aboriginal descendants have lost the language. The Benedictines have lost the numbers. There is but one Yuat descendant that has lived his life here at New Norcia. He cannot speak his own language, and furthermore, he is not in good enough spirits today to speak to you. No one you have heard in the last minutes is a native Nyungar speaker. The voices that sounded the most convincing. Were in fact from another language group next door, the Badimaya. The best Nyungar was spoken by one of the Benedictines, Nyungar. He learned it. He saw something had to be done. And that wasn't Nyungar music either. Nobody knows how it sounds anymore. It was a contrivance in the same way that I'm a ghost. You can do that on the radio.